Hello and welcome back to another episode of Quarantine, Josie and
Mac.
And today is Friday, the 27th of March. And because it's a Friday and
it was beautiful out.
We didn't really, you know, get around to putting together the episode. And, you know, we kind of just want to enjoy our Friday. Not that that really means anything now that we're in quarantine, but
it's more of just the fact that it was gorgeous out and we played some pickleball and
but anyways, we didn't get around to coming up with a whole interview episode type thing, so we're going to make this episode more of like a little just update kind of thing. It's not going to, we're not going to have an interview and it probably
won't be as long. It's going to be shorter than usual.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. And so today, it was really nice out. I had online school, but it didn't go as late today. And then I didn't get around to working out. I did a 10-minute ab workout, but we played pickleball in the backyard, which was a fun activity. It was so nice out.
Yeah, it was very, very nice out.
Did you bake anything today?
No, I wanted so to, nice. But we also, on Friday, my mom has made a rule.
Oh, this is good.
That everyone in the house has to help clean. So it's me, my two sisters, and my two kind of brothers, the two kids who live with us.
Basically brothers.
Basically brothers at this point. We all pick out of a hat and we have to clean something. So we did that. And then I sat outside and read my book in the sun for a little bit, so time just kind of slipped away.
Yeah, it's so nice having like a nice day because you can really just spend it outside, and fresh air is so good. And I was talking to someone, actually. I had a Zoom meeting, and one of the kids, my teacher was like, you guys need to get outside, and one of the kids was like, well, like, I have asthma, and like, I don't feel comfortable going outside, which is like a real bummer, but I feel like, and I don't want to be the one to say this, but I feel like if you sit on your deck and you're not near people, like, you should be okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
If as long as no one's near you. But also, I don't have asthma, so yeah. I can't speak.
And well, I understand, like, and I understand that concern. It must be hard for people who have, like, underlying medical problems. Just, like, that extra layer of, like, concern.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so some updates. I guess we'll do that after. So Gina Raimondo has put in some new rules specifically about people coming into Rhode Island from New York. And so on the highway, and when they're coming over the bridge, they're getting stopped by, like, police if you have a New York license plate.
Police and National Guard.
Police and National Guard. And they're asking you, like, where you're going and, like, specifics about, like, what you're going to be doing here so that they can make sure you're self-quarantining for 14 days.
Yeah, and apparently there are a lot of people from New York who have summer homes here.
Mm-hmm.
So they're driving around, and if they see a New York license plate, they're knocking on the door and making sure you're self-quarantining, which is interesting for us because, as mentioned on this podcast, we have our friend Tommy has been living with us the past 3 months or so because he's been doing an internship in Newport. So he has been quarantined with us the past 2 weeks, but he is from New York. So we're kind of waiting for a knock on the door from the police and them to be asked questions. And we're just going to, I mean, hopefully they believe us that he's been with us since the start of this. He was never in New York. Yeah. So.
My sister and her husband and kids have been staying with us for like 2 weeks now from New York. So that's like kind of the same deal.
But they have Rhode Island plates.
Oh, yeah, so. You're right. So they'll be fine. What else? Our uncle works for, or I don't know, Newport Tent Company.
Yes.
He's told us that they're being asked to put up tents on the highway for all the police officers and, like, National Guard people who have to be there all the time checking cars. So somewhere for them to stay, maybe even sleep. I'm not really sure.
Yeah. Imagine it's a 24-hour type of deal.
Yeah.
So it kind of, that kind of shows you the seriousness that is reaching us now is, I mean, they don't want anyone from New York really coming in unless they really do, like, self-quarantine for the 2 weeks, which is pretty intense, but also it needs to be done. So, what are you going to do?
Yeah. Your thing.
So, we have a briefing. I get these emails from the New York Times every day, And so I'm just going to read you the headlines just so you guys are as up to date as we are.
But yeah, we're not, this is not plagiarism. New York Times.
New York Times, send these emails. You can sign up for it. I signed up for this, actually, fun fact, back in like February when it was still mostly in China. And I just thought it was interesting how a disease could spread. And I was just like, oh, I guess I'll get the updates, whatever. Yeah. And now
it's like everything every day. Now I'm religiously
reading it like, oh my goodness. So anyway, so President Trump signed the $2 trillion, that's just an insane amount of money, economic stimulus bill into law. I'm not really sure where that goes.
What any of that means.
Well, I knew they were signing something to, it's money to help the coronavirus effort. And I think the plan is $1,200 is getting given to every American. I don't know if that's actually going to happen or what the logistics of that is, but... $2 trillion, that's a whole lot of money.
I know, I can't even, well, okay.
Officials in nearly 200 U.S. cities reported a dire need for emergency equipment. So it sounds like we really do need
some. I guess, like, states and, like, the governors and mayors are, like, begging. They're like, we need respirators, which is tough because we don't want it to get where it is in Italy where they... I don't know if they're on Italy's still on the rise or, but there was definitely a point. I'm not sure if it's still on now when they had to choose like who lived in that, which is really tough.
So the dire need for emergency equipment also brings me. There's a local swimsuit company, MZ Swimwear, and I saw their Instagram post the other day. They aren't making swimsuits right now. They're making masks, so that's kind of cool.
Who?
MZ.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that's I think they make nice bathing suits. They make ladies' bathing suits, so I wouldn't know.
Ladies.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson of Britain has contracted the virus. He's the first Western leader known to have tested positive. So, I mean, that's kind of scary. That's a leader of a big country testing positive. So it's kind of anyone can get it. And last one is the U.S. braces for an onslaught. So they're saying it started on the East and West Coast, but is now moving more and more in. And I guess New Orleans is having a big outbreak right now. Chicago is having a pretty big outbreak. So it's just kind of, it's getting everywhere now. So I wouldn't expect this, these lockdowns to end anytime soon.
Yes, you know, I'd like to believe our dear president when he says that it's going to be over on Easter, but just what doctors are saying, that it's just kind of a pipe dream, and it's probably not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So don't get your hopes too up. So just like to remind you, we do not do the podcast on Saturday or Sunday. But
we're hoping to get some good interviews next week.
Yeah, we have lots of good people lined up. My friend who just got back from Hawaii and is in quarantine about, like, being on the plane and stuff like that. Shout out to her. She just got into island school. Pretty exciting.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah. Woo! Go, Margaret! Anyways, and then, like, we know we're friends with doctors.
We don't want to say any names yet in case it doesn't happen,
yeah. But we have a lot of ideas. So tune in because it's going to be a really great week next week. But for now, just cheers to the freaking weekend!
Yeah, enjoy the weekend in a safe social distancing
have a FaceTime party!
Yeah.
Okay, I am telling you, you should bake something. Bake something so you can tell us about it next week on our podcast.
Yeah.
That's a good goal. We want recipes.
Honestly, yes. I'm going to freaking put that on the Instagram.
It's going to say, bake something.
Or just, what did you bake?
Yeah, so you better bake something so you have something to say. Or cook. Cooking is good, too.
Yeah.
Anyways, I feel like that... Do you have a quote?
Yes.
My quote is cheers to the freaking weekend.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Not that it really means anything, but it does because I don't have to do as much schoolwork.
Exactly.
So.
Mine is from SpongeBob, and he said, "You never know the true value of a moment until it becomes a memory." And I just feel that, like, a lot of seniors, especially, like myself and my sister in high school, we can both relate to that. It's similar to the Office quote of, I wish you knew you were in the good old days before they were the good old days.
Yeah.
Because it really is, you know, lots of good memories that you would wish you could be enjoying right now.
And even, like, I like to just think about, like, I have my whole family right now like, in this house with me. And, like, as terrible times these are, like, I feel like I will look back at part of this, and it's, like, there are good memories to take from
yeah,
this. Like,
so
any, not for everyone, because some of you are alone, but try to make the most of it.
But any small thing that you enjoy, just cherish it, and it's a good memory.
Yeah, exactly. Okay,
All right, we don't have the song to close out. It's okay.
Yeah, no. Well, now it's here. Okay.
Stay safe.
It's the end of the world as we know it.